Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The DH, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lance Blankenship. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Hasse. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Dave Clark. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The DH, Mark Salas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Henderson. The throw from Skinner and he is out, Brown applying the tag. 2 outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Blankenship. Brown reaches second base with a double. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive towards first. McGuire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Brien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien fields the ball and throws to Swindell covering. Safe. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach strikes out. 1 out. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Blankenship hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Swindell. Lansford moves to second. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hasse hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to second. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Furman hits a line drive into right field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. Phillips reaches third base with a triple. Dave Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Hassie and he is out, Gallego applying the tag. 1 out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into right field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Clark moves to third. O'Brien moves to second. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Salas is 0 for 1 in the game. Salas hits a pop-up towards short. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Skinner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fermin is 0-for-1 in the game. Fermin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to third. Skinner moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship strikes out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gallego is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallego hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Hassey moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Hassey moves to third. Gallego moves to second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hassey tags and scores. Gallego tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gallego scores. Henderson moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Henderson steals third. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Henderson moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Carter reaches second base with a double. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Salas is 0-for-2 in the game. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maguire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Salas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Blankenship is 0 for 2 in the game. Blankenship bunts towards the mound. Swindell fields it and throws to first for the out. Steinbach moves to second. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hassey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Steinbach moves to third. Two outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallego strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Nelson now pitching. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards short. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skinner strikes out. Two outs. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Firmin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Maguire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Maguire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Maguire hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clark. Maguire reaches second base with a double. Henderson moves to third. Tim Stoddard now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Maguire scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Steinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. one out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clark moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a line drive into right field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clark moves to third. Two outs. Pete O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. O'Brien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-2 in the game. Blankenship hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gallego is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallego takes first base on ball four. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Salas is 0-for-3 in the game. Salas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skinner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Furman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Furman hits a fly ball into right field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skinner moves to second. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Clark is 0-3 in the game. With a walk, Clark strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Carter is 1-4 in the game, with a double. Carter takes first base on 4. Skinner moves to third. Brown moves to second. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0-2. O'Brien is 1-4 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.